Good morning. My name is John Waits, and I'm a curate here at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. I'm delighted that you can join us for the Book of Common Prayer, Holy Communion. We start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The prayer of preparation. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The summary of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our queen and governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We now have the collect, followed by the readings. And after that we will have the creed. God, who as at this time taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through the merits of Christ Jesus our Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
The reading comes from the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, What does this mean? Some, however, made fun of them and said, They have had too much wine. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken about by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord according to John, chapter 14, beginning at the 8th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The Word cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
We say our creed together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now we have the sermon.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to this talk on Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost is definitely one of my favourite celebrations in the church, because the Holy Spirit is wonderful and he is living and active amongst us, even now in 2022. And I take great encouragement from that the Holy Spirit gives me power to live for Jesus every day. You know, many people have told me many times that I'm just like my mum. I sound like her, I look like her, and as I've grown older, I can see that I am in a way turning into her. We are both control freaks in the kitchen. We both love to clean. We both have the same silly sense of humour, and we both love to chat. A few years ago, the strangest thing happened that confirmed how much like my mum I am. We were standing side by side at a church service, and after the singing was over, there was a time of, let's say, expository prayer, where the leader encouraged us to pray our own prayers out loud. The strangest thing happened was that my mum and I started to say exactly the same thing. We even say Jesus the same way. And you could say that if you have met me, you have in a way met my mum. In our passage from John this morning, Philip has just asked Jesus to show him the Father. And Jesus replies, "Don't you know me? Even after I've been among you for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you then say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me?" Many years ago, I was a manager for a teleperformance company, a telecommunications company, which in a way is just a glorified call centre. And as a manager, sometimes we had to work unsociable hours. And one Christmas, I had to work Christmas Eve until 11 p.m. Now, a funny thing happened was that a lot of people got very ill on Christmas Eve and couldn't come into work, which meant that I had to go on the phones. And I had taken this very aggressive call from a man who had lost his passport. And when I told him it was Christmas Eve and I couldn't help him, he said to me, "Let me speak to your manager." And I very smugly said, "Well, I actually am the manager and there's nothing that we can do about this on Christmas Eve at 9:30 in the evening." It feels like, in a way, in this passage, Philip is asking to speak to the manager. "Jesus, we know you're a great guy, but we want to see the head honcho. We want to see the Father. Take me to your leader." I think that Jesus is astonished that the disciples, after all this time, still don't really know who he is. They still don't recognize him. They still don't understand that this man is the Messiah, that he has come and he has fulfilled all the law and the prophets. Philip wants more. But Jesus calls Philip to see with the eyes of faith. See more than flesh and blood. See and hear God the Father in every act and every word of Jesus. The evidence that Jesus offers to prove that seeing him is seeing the Father is very simple. He says, "My words and works are not mine. They are the Father's." Jesus, in effect, says, "Here I am. This is the Father speaking and working in this body." And then Jesus uses very intimate language. He says, "The Father is in me and I am in the Father." Jesus locates his presence and the presence of God the Father before the disciples. But this can only be seen through the eyes of faith. They saw God, but to do so, they had to believe. I wonder, what do you look for when you want to see who God is? Well, I can tell you quite simply, look at Jesus. There is a definite family resemblance there. Actually, more than that, there is an exact representation. Can you believe Jesus' words here? Do you believe that if you encounter Jesus, you also encounter the Father as well? Now, I could get into a whole big, long discussion about the Trinity, but that's not what this talk is all about. Jesus continues and says, "Show you the Father? Well, I'm going to do one better than that. I'm going to send you the Spirit. And when the Spirit comes, you will be able to do even greater things than I have done. And if you ask for anything in my name, you will see, I will see that it happens for you." Jesus here actually makes it sound like it will be to their advantage that he goes to the Father. It actually makes it sound that it will be better when he sends his Spirit in his place. And maybe it was. And actually, maybe it is. You see, Jesus knows something that these disciples don't know. He knows that God cannot be seen. He knows that God cannot be explained away. God can only be experienced. Jesus promised us the Holy Spirit. And on that Pentecost day, he kept his promise. And that promise is still for us today, the 5th of June, 2022. Jesus' promise that through the Holy Spirit is to empower you. It's to empower the church to do the work of the kingdom. Jesus' promise is still relevant for us right now, sitting where you are sitting, listening to this talk. It's his Holy Spirit that gives us a wisdom, and it's his Holy Spirit that helps us live a life worthy of Jesus. It's his Holy Spirit that helps us to bear fruit in this world for the kingdom of heaven. It's his Holy Spirit that gives us endurance and helps us to persevere. It's his Holy Spirit that makes us bold and courageous. And it's his Holy Spirit that gives us joy. And it's his Holy Spirit that enables us to be thankful for all that God has done for us. Randy Clark, a famous Christian speaker, says this: the Holy Spirit is not a doctrine to be studied. He is a person to be experienced in power. I wonder if you've ever met anyone that just shines the light of Jesus. When I was first a Christian, there was a lady in my church, and she was just an average 50-something a woman. But there was something about her, something about the way she talked. There was a look in her eyes that made her different. It made her stand out. And the more that I got to know her, the more that I realized she was so full of the Holy Spirit, so empowered by the Holy Spirit, that it actually made her different. I wanted that. And I can remember asking God to fill me so much with his Spirit that even as I walked down the street, people would see something different in me. I'm not sure if it has happened yet, but every year at Pentecost, I remember that longing of my heart. The longing of my heart for God's Spirit to transform me into something that I cannot be on my own. The longing in my heart that the Holy Spirit would give me courage to do the things that God has called me to do. It's a longing in my heart. And if we want to see our church changed, if we want to see our towns changed, if we want to see our nation changed, we must be people of the Spirit. On that Pentecost Sunday, when the Holy Spirit came and Peter was empowered and he preached the Word of God, 3,000 people decided to follow Jesus. 3,000 people. I mean, could you even imagine that? And I truly believe that if we are to be effective in increasing God's kingdom here on earth, we need to be filled with the Spirit. We need to be guided by the Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. So to conclude our talk this morning, I wonder if we could just take a moment now to ask the Holy Spirit to fill us and empower us to be his people. Because wouldn't it be great if when people encountered us, they saw something different in us and they experienced the power of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit through us. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, as we remember you coming to the disciples for the first time on this day, we pray that you would fill us again, afresh and anew, that you would empower us to be your people on this earth, that you would strengthen us in power, that you would firm our feet upon the rock that is the Word of God. And that you would make us people of power, that you would make us people who are marked by the Holy Spirit, and that the world would see and know and come to believe in you, Lord. That is our prayer for this morning. Empower your people to do your work, that the world would see and come to know that you are God. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother or sister have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Our intercessions. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal Church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and especially thy servant Elizabeth, our Queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto her whole council and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy great goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We take a moment to bring before God those whom we would especially commend to him today. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins of wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who is great mercy, hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John said. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you. And you respond, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We say together the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. You might take a moment now to get some bread and some wine so that you can take this in a spiritual fashion. We know we can't take it physically together, but we can join together spiritually. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, with thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. Who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave him thanks, he brake it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. Deborah, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy body by thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The prayer of thanksgiving. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us who have duly received these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is also the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. And we join together in worshipping God in the words of the Gloria. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, that of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love. Be with you today and remain with you always. Amen.